Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Shayna Farfel with Occupational Health.
Today we're speaking with Jeff Cobble, physical therapist at the Vanderbilt Diani Center. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So a few months ago, we spoke with Occupational Health's in-house ergonomist, Wilma Trauber, about setting up a home office. And since the trend from working from home continues to today and likely will continue into the future given the pandemic, I wanted to get a physical therapist's perspective on best methods to avoid back, neck injuries related to these types of work environments. First off, are you seeing an increase in neck or back injuries in people who have transitioned from an office to working from home during this time?
I don't have any hard figures, but just anecdotally speaking, I have noticed more people are coming in and they've been working from home for the past year or so. They haven't really been as active because of the pandemic. And so from an anecdotal standpoint, yes, I think we are seeing a few more neck and back problems from people who've been at home for the past year.
And I'm sure we'll be gathering probably more data as the months and years go on with all of this too. What are you seeing as the most common causes of these types of injuries kind of in a home office setting, if at all?
Generally speaking, posture tends to be the big one that we look at. A lot of times your home may not be set up like your office workstation. So you might have your back twisted in a different position, or you might be looking one way and trying to work the other way. Another one for people who spend a lot of time on the phone, if they're holding their phone between their ear and their shoulder and trying to type, I mean, they're on the phone all day, that can cause problems in the neck, definitely. But posture tends to be the biggest thing that we look at.
Given that, what are some of the most important tips and or strategies that you may suggest to prevent some of these common neck or back injuries that occur at home?
For the phone, if you are on the phone all day, if you have access to a headset or get something where you can be, you know, not having to hold the headpiece of the phone between your ear and your shoulder, that way you can sit up straighter and you'd be able to type or do whatever you need to do on your computer without having to handle the headset for the phone. From a posture standpoint, looking at your workstation, if you are, you know, working on your couch or you're at a kind of a makeshift dining room table or something like that, try to set up a designated workspace that you can make specifically for work. If you have access to an ergonomics expert who can look at that too, but you generally want to be able to sit up straight, have your elbows at about a 90 degree angle. So the monitor's not too high or too low, but kind of at eye level. So a lot of just kind of basic workstation tips like that can be very helpful as far as that goes.
So it sounds like you don't necessarily need anything fancy, but just sort of thinking through some of these basic things.
Right. And it's for your height and weight and things like that. So if your chair is too low or too high or things like that.
And as I mentioned too, Wilma Trauber is one of our ergonomists that we have here at Occupational Health, and she is available to employees as a resource as well. What would you consider to be good standing and sitting posture? And I guess one of the things that I always want to know and questions we get from people is standing really better for you than sitting? Like if you have an opportunity to use a standing desk, is that preferable for preventing injuries?
It kind of depends on the purpose. From a general health standpoint, Americans tend to spend too much time sitting during the day anyway. So even if you're not working at your desk, if you can get up and move around a little bit, take some breaks throughout the day, so you're not sitting for several hours in a row, that can be helpful. From a posture standpoint, the biggest thing with computers is we kind of talk about computer head, where your head just kind of creeps forward, your shoulders round forward, you're just kind of slumped over your keyboard. So really engaging the muscles in your upper back, kind of pulling the shoulder blades back, sit up nice and tall, almost like if you had a string pulling up out of the top of your head. So sitting up nice and tall. The same applies for standing posture. You try not to be slouched or slumped or skewed to one side or the other, but try to keep the back straight and aligned. And those can all help just have better posture, and you'll probably feel a little bit better and breathe easier too.
If someone does notice or is concerned that they may be developing an injury or starting to notice some pain, especially while working, what are some resources available to them? What would you recommend at that point? And I will say, you know, if it is someone who is an employee and is concerned about, you know, a work-related injury, they can always start by coming to Occupational Health. But how might they access Diani, if that's a good resource, just any recommendations.
We have physical therapy here. We also have some group fitness classes that are meeting via Zoom, and those are all virtual. That's done, exercise physiologists lead those classes, but we have 23 classes, I believe, throughout the course of the week. And you just need to contact the Diani Center to ask about if you're interested in just doing some of the movement classes. We have everything from cardio to yoga to a seated stretch, some de-stress, some balance, gentle movement. So a variety of intensities and skill levels, depending on what a person is looking for. For physical therapy, you need referrals from the doctor. We have the orthopedic physical therapy clinic would handle probably more of the new injuries, like you've never had a back injury before, and this is like something that you just did last week or something, versus if you've, you know, had some nagging back issues for several years, but it's just kind of gotten to the point working at home, then you might end up at the Diani Center, but your physicians can set you up with referrals to physical therapy.
Sounds like you've got a great number of offerings. That's wonderful. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And I know Vanderbilt employees will find this incredibly helpful, especially as we're all, you know, continuing this on this ongoing pandemic journey and how it's shifted, you know, how we're working. And so we really appreciate you taking the time out today.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.